Hey, what's that, Juan?
I got a complaint about this pencil you sold me. It don't work.
What seems to be the problem?
Every time I write with it, it gets duller. And then when I sharpen it, it gets shorter. What we have here is a vicious cycle. Duller, shorter, duller, shorter. I don't know what to do.
You know what they say around here? Anytime something keeps getting duller and shorter, they make it the principal.
Hyenas. You're all hyenas.
I heard that, Mr. Wooden. You know, I admire a man who knows his zoology.
Thank you, Delabar.
Gee, you guys sure have a lot of fun. You know, I've always wanted to kind of like...
Hey, Oz, you study for that test?
Oh, I couldn't want. There was this good TV program on last night. My mother was on my phone.
What, Dad?
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Yeah, where we need ya. We got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Can I help you? I'm here to see Mr. Cotter.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Cotter's away at a teacher's conference. Mr. Woodman's taking all his appointments. You have an appointment, don't you?
Oh, yes. Mary Johnson.
Mary Johnson.
I was here yesterday.
Gosh, Mary, I don't see your name down here. There is a blank space at this time, though.
That's me.
Julie, I'm going to lunch. I have to do my job and Cotter's. I must have a decent meal. Right now, I'll settle for the cafeteria.
You have another appointment.
I don't care. I have low blood sugar. If I don't eat on time, I get grumpy. Cancel the appointment and tell whoever it is to come back later.
You're looking at her. This is Mary Johnson.
Mary? Ah, good to see you. You want to step into my office?
If it's inconvenient, I can come back.
No. Come right in. Don't suppose you have a Twinkie on you? Pull her file for me, will you, Julie?
Yeah.
Okay. Have a seat. Are you a new student here? I don't think I've seen you before.
I'm the kind of person it's easy not to notice. It's funny. Sometimes, like, I'll be talking in class,
Mr.
you know,
Whitman,
and
there are three Mary Johnsons in the file, so I brought them all.
Nobody ever hears me.
Thanks, Julie.
You're welcome. I'm just going to be gone for 30 minutes or so now. I'm going to go down to the cafeteria and, you know...
You mean you can actually eat lunch knowing that I'm up here on the verge of malnutrition?
Yes. You see, if I don't eat on time, I get grumpy.
I thought Cotter was the flaky one in the family. Wow. This is quite an impressive record you have, Mary. Straight A average. President of the pep squad.
No, that's not me. That's Mary Johnson, the cheerleader.
It's too bad. Wow. Talk about impressive. Interscholastic swim champ. Captain of the girls' softball team.
That's Mary Johnson, the jock.
Well, of course, here you are, Mary Johnson. Now, this is really some quite an impressive dental record you have.
That's me. Mary Johnson, the regular brusher.
What can I do for you?
I want to be transferred to the Special Guidance Remedial Academics Group.
You want to be a sweat hog? What is this, Be Kind to Animals Week?
You see, I've thought about it a lot. And if I were a sweat
hog... Hey, man, Mr. Woodman, man, somebody got the gym all decorated for some pep rally. Now, how am I supposed to practice for the game tonight?
Look, Washington, call off the practice till after the rally.
Call it off? All right. But don't blame me in the game tonight if my old slam dunk ain't got no funk.
That is a typical sweat hog. His idea of nature study is watching Meadowlark Lemon.
Herbert Hoover melted!
Now, Epstein, not... Herbert Hoover what?
Oh, it was horrible, Mr. Woodman. Just horrible. It started with a little blue drip right around his vest, okay? And then slowly it spread all over his three-piece suit. It was turning blue and orange and green all the time, bubbling, bubbling, bubbling. It wasn't a pretty sight.
What are you talking about?
I was showing this film on Herbert Hoover in Mr. Wilkes' class. And the projector jammed up on me. What am I going to do?
Well, how do I know? Do I look like a projectionist?
No, but you look a little bit like Herbert Hoover.
Don't report it to maintenance. And Epstein,
yeah.
Next time, knock.
Mr. Woodman, hurry up. You've got to come with me. There's a food fight in the cafeteria.
Well, that's nothing new. Get the coach to stop it.
He started it. Come on, Mr. Woodman. We need a man of your stature.
You mean you need a strong authority figure?
I mean we need a low target.
I tell you, there's no justice. I'm up here starving to death, and down there half the school is wearing my lunch. Oh, I'm sorry. I have to leave. I'll be right back, Ruth.
It's Mary. Mary Johnson. Mary Johnson of the one-page file. Mary Johnson, the nobody.
I'm eating my lunch, oh yeah. I'm eating my lunch, let me tell you now. I'm eating my lunch, cause it's good for me. I'm eating my lunch. I love my lunch, it's good for me, it's good for you.
Hey, Arnold, they got this dynamite food fight going down in the cafeteria, man. Come on, let's go check it out, come on.
No, I don't like the soup they're throwing today.
All right. Which one of you guys did it?
I didn't do it, little one. I would never do a thing like that. I swear I would never do a thing like that.
Didn't do what?
That's a very good question. Little one, what exactly was it that I did not do?
Well, I just took my projector down to maintenance because somebody stuck some bubble gum in the sprockets.
I didn't do it.
I think you did it, Freddy.
I'm surprised you won't. How could you accuse me of something like that as long as I'm in? I would never, never do nothing like that. If I did anything like that, may I be struck dead right there.
What was that?
Well, either it came from the building or they started throwing the meatloaf.
Look, I think it came from up there. And that girl on the ledge must have kicked it off, huh?
Wow, man, what's that chick doing up there?
A person could get killed from falling off a ledge that
way. You know something? Well, I think that's what she's got in mind.
Come on, we better get some help and fast.
Come on.
What do you mean there's a girl on the ledge? Doesn't she know that loitering on school property is in violation of a city ordinance?
I don't think she's planning on staying there that long, Mr. Woodman.
My God! That girl was just in my office. That's Mary Johnson. Now, look, Mary, I want you to stay very calm. Maybe if you'll just come inside, we can talk over whatever's bothering you. Just stay very calm.
Get away from that window!
I told you to stay calm! Is this some kind of a stunt to get me to make you a sweat hog?
What, do you think I'm crazy? I don't care about being a sweat hog. I'm out here because I want to jump. You all tried to ignore me. Well, now I'll show you. So get away from that window. I'm through talking, especially to you.
Hey, she's not kidding. She's really going
to
jump.
I called the police. They're on their way. They said to keep her talking until they get here.
We can't keep her talking. She won't let us near the window.
Nah, she won't listen to us. Nah.
Well, somebody's got to keep her talking.
Hi, Mary, honey. Listen, I don't know what your problem is, but we all really want to help you if we can. Get away from me.
I'm sorry. I thought I could help.
You can help, Julie. Go see if you can reach your parents and get them down here.
Hi there.
Hey, look. Look, babe. Why don't you come back inside? You're not going to solve nothing by checking out on us like this.
Sure. That's easy for you to say. Everybody knows boom, boom.
Yeah, that is true. So?
So? Nobody knows me. There are 3 Mary Johnsons in this school. I'm the one that needs the nickname, not you.
Okay, all right. Just come back inside. I mean, if you got the guts to come back into this window, I'll give you one of my booms.
Get out of here!
Nice try, Boom.
What are you going to do, Epstein?
Don't worry, don't worry. I saw this on an old Beretta rerun once.
Hey, kid. I know where you're coming from. I've been out on the streets. I know what it's like when nobody cares. But I swear to you, kid, I care. Look, right now I'd like to wrap my arms around you and hold you so nobody would ever bother you. Never. Never. And you can take that to the bank. Look, kid, if you don't believe me, I'll jump. Huh? What do you think of that, huh? Listen to me, sugar lips. I'll jump first. I'll jump right in front of you. What do you say, huh?
Go ahead.
I can't right now. I got a book report due 6th period. That girl's crazy. She wanted me to jump.
Well, I, for one, was very moved, little Juan.
Thank you.
But I think it loses something without the cockatoo.
Hey, I heard that Mary Johnson sat on a ledge.
Yeah.
Look, I know her. You let me talk to her. My dear Miss Johnson, if this has anything to do with our little misunderstanding of the other night, I assure you that... Hey, this ain't the cheerleader.
No, it's not the cheerleader. It's the plain, ordinary Mary Johnson. The kind of girl you wouldn't take the time to notice. Because you're so stuck up, you're afraid to date a girl that isn't as pretty as you are.
All right. Don't go away. Well, it almost worked.
Yeah, you did what you
did.
You
did the best you could, man.
All right.
Don't worry about
it's
it.
All right.
You think of something.
How's it going?
Where are the police? Did you tell them about the girl on the ledge?
Of course.
If she were double parked, they'd have been here 10 minutes ago.
She doesn't need the police. She needs a friend.
No, man, you be careful out there.
No hero, Arnold.
Just take it easy, all right?
Be careful.
Come on,
be careful.
Don't
get killed. You all right?
Yeah, I'm
you all
okay.
right, huh?
I'm okay.
Hello, Mary! I've come in answer to your cry.
What cry?
Well, I've read that when somebody tries to take their own life, it's really a cry for help. So, I'm here to help.
Well, I wish you'd go back inside. I got enough problems as it is.
You know, Mary, it's a funny thing about problems, you know. The next morning, your problems don't seem half as important. Oh, Mary. I would hate to think what would happen if there were no next morning.
Well, I wouldn't have any problems if I could just be popular.
Oh, Mary, being popular ain't gonna solve your problems. You may not believe this, but there are times when even I, Arnold Horshack, do not feel very popular. Why, you don't see me out on a ledge. Ordinarily.
Well, nobody likes me. In fact, I don't even like me.
Do you like me?
Yeah, sure.
Then don't jump. Do you like, Coney Island?
Sure.
Then don't jump. Do you like, the roller coaster they got, you know?
Nah, I'm afraid of heights. But I love the bumper cars.
Oh, sure, the bumper cars. Then don't jump. Because if you do, you're going to lose all the things you care about. Not to mention all of us that care about you. Oh, come on, Mary. You said you liked me. If you jump, I'll think you didn't mean it. And you know, I'm a very sensitive kind of a guy.
Oh, I do like you. And I love Coney Island. And I don't want to jump. I don't want to jump, Arnold. I don't want to jump. Arnold, give me your hand.
Right now, you can have my entire body.
Up by your arms.
No arms.
Arnold, you can't stay out there forever.
Just throw me a coat in the winter, I'll be okay.
Arnold, I want you to follow my feet.
Follow your feet.
One hand at a time.
One hand at a time. Okay.
You're my friend, Arnold.
You're my friend, Arnold.
I'm your friend, Arnold.
I'm your friend, Arnold.
I'm gonna help you up, Arnold.
Oh, no, you're not, Arnold.
I can't watch.
Come on, Arnie, doing all right. You're looking good.
Grab his arm. Grab his arm.
Get him. Pull him up, Mary. Yeah. You can
grab
do it.
All right.
Come on.
All right. Ah. Grab his hand. Come on. Grab his hand. Grab his hand. Grab his hand. Grab his hand. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, watch yourself. I'm so sorry. He could have been killed, and it's all my fault. I'm so sorry.
It's okay, Mary. Everything's going to be just fine.
You were all so wonderful. You saved my life, and I don't know how to thank you. Especially you, Arnold.
Mary, I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but I don't ever want to hang out with you again.
I'll tell you one thing, Julie. My body won't stand many more days like this.
You mean coping with students on ledges?
No, I mean missing my lunch.
Well, I am just glad that we got Arnold and Mary in safely.
Well, Mary, anyway.
You know, Mr. Woodman, despite all her problems, she's really a very bright girl. I think with the right professional help, she's going to be just fine.
Well, when she comes back to school, I'm going to make it my business to see that she's not ignored. Every student deserves our full attention.
Well said, Mr. Woodman.
I'm very eloquent on an empty stomach.
Welcome, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Yeah, where we need ya. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back. We always could spot a friend. Welcome back. And I smile when I think how you must have been. And I know what a scene you were learning in. Was there something that made you come back again?